कर्मान् कर्माणि लिम्पन्ति नमे कर्म फले स्पृहा इति मां यो विजानाति कर्म भी न सब्धते कर्माणि लिम्पन्ति नमे कर्म फले स्पृहा
इति मां यो
विजानाति
कर्मभिर्न सबध्यते
कर्माणि लिम्पन्ति नमे कर्म फले स्पृहा इति मां यो विजानाति कर्म भी न सबध्यते। लास्ट टाइम वी डिस्कस्ड चातुर्वर्ण माया सिस्टम गुणकर्म विभाग देयर आर टू condition of life. Actually, conditioned life and non-conditioned life. Liberated life and conditioned life. That is real novelty. Liberated life and conditioned life. Conditioned life means this material world. We are conditioned by the laws of material nature. Just like we are trying to go to the moon planet, but we are conditioned. We cannot go. There are so many impediments. This is the nearest planet. Still, because we are conditioned, we cannot go. No free access. Otherwise, a living entity name is Sarvaga. Sarvaga sthanu rachuloyam. Sarvaga means a living entity can go anywhere. As we see, there are so many planets. Why you cannot go? There are means also. We are flying in the air, but we cannot go. This is called conditioned life. There are so many instances. Just like even on this planet, if you want to go to other countries, say America, you have to fulfill so many conditions. Passport, visa, then P-phone and so many other phones. Not easily. This is called conditioned life. We have no freedom to move. And there is another life, which is life of freedom, just like Narad Muni. Narad Muni travels everywhere. He goes in the spiritual world, he comes in the material world. In the material world he can go in any one of the planets. Sometimes by yogic practice we can go also, but not so easily. So there is a life of freedom. That is spiritual life. Nitya Mukta. The living entities who are living, who are residing in the spiritual world, their number is greater than the conditioned soul. Just like some of our friends or citizens, they are in the jail. Their number is not as many as we are free. Similarly, the number of free living entities in the spiritual world is greater than the number of the conditioned soul. A few only. We are conditioned. And this condition means karmani. Karmana daivanatrena jantar deho upapatti. As we are doing work, fruitive activities, under the influence of a particular type of modes of nature, we are getting different types of bodies. And there are 8,400,000 forms of bodies, and you are rotating. Because you do not know, you have forgotten how to become free from this cycle of birth and death and transmigration of the soul. This is called karma. Jagyarthe karma annatra lokayam karma bandhana. Therefore, in the human form of life, we must perform yajna. Yajna means to satisfy the Supreme Lord. Yajnarthe, for the sake of the Supreme Lord, for satisfying Him. That is our business. So, to do that business, in the previous verse, it has been prescribed that the human society should be divided into four classes of men. There are, but they should be systematically divided. Just like in any office, there are departments. Without departmental work, nothing can be successful. Anywhere you go, either in the law court or in the office or anywhere, there must be department. Similarly, the human society must be divided into four divisions. Not four divisions, eight divisions. Varnasa. In the Vedic literature, there is no such thing as Hindu dharma or Muslim dharma or Christian dharma or Buddha dharma. These are recent manufacture. Actually, Vedic instruction is to divide the whole human society into four varnas and four asas. That is Vedic dharma. Sanatana dharma, it is called Sanatana. A living entity has got the chance of getting this human labdha sudullavam. Bahusambhavant. Bahusambhavant means after many, many births. This present rascal civilization does not know how with great difficulty we have come to this human form of life after so many evolutions. The Darwin's theory of evolution, there is some idea, but it is not clear, not scientific. They are trying to prove that scientific, that is not scientific. But the evolution theory is there. 8,400,000 species of life, jalajanam lakkhani sthavara lakkhaminshati, like that. Brahmadhi, you are rotating in this way. So, the human form of life must be systematized, not live like animals. So therefore, if in the human society there is no the systematic division of persons, the aim is one. It is not that because one is in the lower division, he does not get the benefit. No. Just like in the state, in an organized state, as you have seen in foreign countries, especially in USA, very organized state, everyone has got the facility. Doesn't matter whether he's rich man or poor man. Everyone has got. Similarly, this Chaturvarnamaya system, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, it doesn't matter one is Shudra or one is Brahman. But everyone has got the facility to become connected in relationship with the Supreme Lord. Māṅhi pārtha vipāśrityā jepiṣu pāpajūne tathā śriyāvaiṣyās tathā śudrās tepi jānti parāṅgati. Parāṅgati, that is open for everyone. It is not that because one is Shudra or one is Chandala, he is not allowed to enter into the kingdom of God. Only the Brahmanas are allowed. No, it is not like that. The same thing, same example, that in the body there are four divisions. The head division, the arm division, the belly division and the leg division. It is not that only the head get the facilities of living condition. No, everyone. But there must be division. That is scientific. Otherwise, the human life will be spoiled. That I have tried to explain last night. There must be division because it is ordained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead how we can violate. There must be the Brahminical class, the Kshatriya class, the Vaishya class, and the Shudra class. Then everything will be maintained very proficiently. Because it is karma, karma jagat. Material world means you work and you enjoy or suffer the result of your work. This is material world. Everyone is given facility, but it is karmanubandha. Karmanubandha. Just a facility for the living entities who wanted to enjoy this material world. This material world is not wanted. Everyone should live in the spiritual world. There is spiritual world. Parastasmātu bhāvanya bhaktya bhaktya sanātana. There is no birth and death. Jadgatyana nivartanti, taddhāma padhijar, everything is there. People do not know it. Therefore, the karma should be systematized and it should be regulated by Brahminical culture, by Kshatriya culture, by Vaishya culture, by Shudra culture. But Krishna says that don't think because I have prescribed this for the systematic life of all those conditioned souls, it does not mean I am also one of them. Krishna is not one of them. And some foolish rascal, they say, the Krishna also is bound up by the laws of karma. No. Krishna is not only Krishna, but Krishna's devotees also. That is stated here. Iti mag jo vijanati. Karma bhi nasabaddhati. Simply by knowing that Krishna is transcendent. Krishna gives us prescription how to live in this conditional state. But He is not one of us. He is above, transcendental. Therefore He says, Namaṁ karmāni limpanti. Because Krishna is fighting in the battlefield, He is not fighting, He is directing. Still, you may call that He is in the, He is inducing Arjuna to fight. But that does not mean He is becoming entangled in the karma fall. Namaṁ karmāni limpanti. Apāpaviddham. Krishna is killing so many demons. He is not bound up by karma. Similarly, if we also become devotee of Krishna, and if we abide by His order, then karma fall cannot touch us. This is bhakti. Karmani niddahati kintu cha bhakti bhajan. That is stated in the Brahma Sangita. Jastindra gopa matavenda maho sakarma karmanuphalam abhajanti. There are millions and millions of living entities, beginning from the king of heaven whose name is Indra. Jastindra gopa matavendra maho sakarma. Beginning from that Indra, and there is one worm that is called Indrapok, very small. You have to see with microscope. Very small, insignificant living entity. And that Indra, king of heaven, is very important living. So beginning from that Indra up to this Indra, everyone is bound up by the fruitive, resultant action of his karma. This is called karma jaga. Jastindra gopa matavendra maho sakarma karmanu avajan. Going on under the laws of karma. Karmani niddhati kintu cha bhakti bhajan. Govindamadi purisam tamang bhajan. Just like Arjuna was hesitating to fight because he thought that I shall be entangled in the karma fall. If I kill my family man and my grandfather, my teacher. So he was thinking that was good consideration. Papa Punna. But because he fought for Krishna, because he satisfied Krishna, he was not bound up. Jagyarthi karmannatru lokayam karma. If you do anything for your satisfaction, then you become entangled in the karma fall. But if you do anything for the satisfaction of Krishna, there is no karma bondage. This is the secret. That is clearly stated. Namaṁ karmāni limpanti. He is the supreme. He can direct, but he is not under the direction. He is free. Similarly, those who are Krishna's devotees, they are also free. Jumang abhijanati. Abhijanati means one who knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not ordinary human being. He is nitya nityanam, chetanas chetananam. He is the supreme living entity amongst all living entities. He is the supreme living being amongst all living beings. That is abhijanati. Abhigyata knows with complete experience not superficially. Iti me juma mam abhijanat. Abhijanat means knows me perfectly well that Krishna is transcendent. And that is also explained by Krishna. Manchabhyavicharini bhakti yogena jasevate sagunan samatita itan brahma bhuyaya kalvate. So those who are engaged in the bhakti yoga, unflinching bhakti yoga, unalloyed bhakti yoga, such person is above this material entanglement. Material entanglement is within the modes of material nature. That is Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, with 8 divisions. From material condition, if you want to be promoted to the spiritual platform, then these are the regulative principles. Either you become Brahmana or Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, or Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, and gradually develop your spiritual constitutional position and be transferred to the transcendental position. Parastasmatu bhavanya bhakta bhakta asana. That is the process. But if you live in the condition like animals, then you continue the life of animals, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, and struggle for existence. Manasasthani indriyani prakitisthani karasati. Then you struggle within this material world forever. Sometimes you become the king Indra, and sometimes he becomes that Jarn Indra. This is karma fall. This is karma fall. But we are so ignorant of this law of karma. We are thinking, now this position of American or Indian or this or that for 50 years or 60 years at most, that is one, everything, all in all. There is no more life. Yes. I've talked with many big professors. They are under the impression atheism, voidism, that after death there is nothing, everything is void, finished. Atheism. Vasibhutasya dehasya kuna kutap punaragamana bhavet. The body is burnt into ashes. Who is coming again? This is atheism. Because the atheist cannot see how the soul is transmigrated by the subtle body from one body to another. They have no gross materialist. So we should not follow the gross materialist, but we should follow the perfect leader, Krishna, who says, Tatha dehantara prapti, dhirastatva nami. These we must follow. That is human civilization. Therefore he prescribes that Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Either you become Brahmana or follow the instruction of the Brahmana, then your life is perfect. Both things are there. If you like to be Brahmana, that you can become also. Manghi partha bepasita. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Because in this age, everyone is a Shudra. Kalo Shudra Sambhava. There is no culture. There is no Brahminical culture, Kshatriya culture. Therefore, altogether, they're simply Shudras. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is to raise the Shudras, or less than that. Manghi partha bapasitta jepishu papajunaya. Plural number. Sriya vaishyas tatha shudra. The papajani, also stri murti is also papajani. Shudra also papajani. Vaishya also papajani. This is Krishna says. But everyone is open to come to him. Everyone. It doesn't matter. And there are less than that. Less than they are called. Chandalas. They are also mentioned in the Bhagavad. Kirata hunanda pulinda pukkasa abhira summa javana kasada. జన్మేచు పాప. అగైన్ లెస్ దాన్ దమ్ జదుపా శ్రేయాస్ శుద్ధంతి, దే క్యాన్ బి ప్యూరిఫైడ్, దే క్యాన్ బి ప్యూరిఫైడ్. ప్రభు విష్ణవే నమ. దే లార్డ్ విష్ణు ఇస్ సో పవర్ఫుల్ దాట్ హీ క్యాన్ మేక్ ఎనీ వన్ ఎ ప్యూరిఫైడ్ వైష్ణవ. దట్ ఈస్ హిస్ స్పెషల్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ దాట్ బికాస్ వన్ ఇస్ కిరాత హూనాంద పులింద పుక్కస ఓర్ పాపుజని హీ కెనాట్ బి ఎలివేటెడ్. హీ క్యాన్ బి ఎలివేటెడ్, దట్ ఈస్ పాసిబుల్ బికాస్ గుణకర్మ విభాగస్. ఇఫ్ యూ మేక్ హిమ్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ లైక్ ఎ బ్రాహ్మణ అండ్ వర్క్ లైక్ ఎ బ్రాహ్మణ, దెన్ హీ క్యాన్ బి ఎలివేటెడ్. దట్ ఈస్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ మూమెంట్. వీ ఆర్ ట్రయింగ్ టు ఎడ్యుకేట్ ఎనీ వన్, ఇట్ డజంట్ మ్యాటర్ బికాస్ కిరాత హూనానంద పులింద పుక్కస ఎనీ వన్ జన్మే చ పాప ఎవ్రీ వన్ క్యాన్ బి ఎలివేటెడ్. సో వీ డూ దట్. కృష్ణ సేస్ దట్ ఎనీ వన్ క్యాన్ బి ఎలివేటెడ్. మాంగి పార్థ ప్రపాశ్రిత్ జేపీ సుపాపజన వీల్ డూ దట్. దట్ ఫోర్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు హ్యాస్ సేడ్. చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఇస్ ఆల్సో కృష్ణ. నా భారత భూమితే మనుష్య జన్మ హైల జా జన్మ సార్థక కరి కర పరోపకార. ఇండియన్, దిస్ ఇస్ ద డ్యూటీ ఆఫ్ ది ఇండియన్ భారత భూమి. వన్ హు హ్యాస్ టేకన్ బర్త్ ఇన్ ది హోలీ ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ భారత వర్ష, ఇట్ ఈస్ హ్యూజ్ డ్యూటీ మేక్ హిస్ లైఫ్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ అండ్ డూ వెల్ఫేర్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఫర్ అదర్స్. దిస్ ఈజ్ ఇండియాస్ బిజినెస్. దిస్ ఈజ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఆర్డర్. భారత భూమితే మనుష్య జన్మ హైల జా జన్మ సార్థక కరి కర పరోపకార. ఇండియాస్ మెంట్ ఫర్ పరోపకార్, నాట్ ఫర్ ఎక్స్ప్లాయింటింగ్ అదర్స్. దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఇండియాస్ బిజినెస్. దట్ మే బి ఫర్ ది ఫూల్స్ అండ్ లస్కర్స్ ఇన్ అదర్ కంట్రీ. But in India is dedicated. Therefore, in India Krishna comes. In India Lord Ramchandra comes. But they have now taken it very cheaply here. All rascals and fools and rogues, they are claiming that I am Krishna, I am Ram. They are taken because India has fallen. Because there is no Brahminical culture, they cannot understand these rascals. That's a fool and rascals that are claiming to be Krishna. Krishna is so cheap? No. That is our misfortune. That instead of Krishna, we are accepting some imitation, rogue Krishna. This is our misfortune. But we should not do that. There is Krishna. Here is Krishna in his words. Krishna is absolute. He is not different from Krishna. The words of Krishna and Krishna, there is no difference. When you read Bhagavad Gita, if you feel like that here Krishna is speaking before me, then your life is successful. Krishna is speaking. That is, actually it is a fact. It is a fact. It is not that Krishna is no longer here. 5,000 years he spoke. Therefore, this Bhagavad Gita has become null and void. This is nonsense. Krishna can speak at every moment, every second. Prema anyana surita bhakti vilochanena santas sadaiva hridaye suvilokayanti. Those who are santas, therefore it is said here, iti manjo vijanati. That is said, that simply in this age, no, at any time, iti maang jo bijana, one understands Krishna at any time, at any place. Iti maang jo bijana ti karma bhi nasabaddhate, he becomes liberated person. Simply by this understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. He is not bound up by the laws of karma, and he is not conditioned by this material nature. Krishna says, दैवीजेशागुणमयी मम माया दुरत्वया मम माया माया इज अंडर इज कंट्रोल मया धक्षेन प्रकृति मया धक्षेन प्रकृति प्रकृति इज वर्किंग अंडर इज डिरेक्शन अंडर इज सुपरिंटेंडेंस सो वी शुड नो कृष्ण लाइक दैट वी शुड नॉट अवजानन्ति मांगमूढ़ा मानसिं तनुमास बिकॉज ही स्पीकिंग लाइक ए मैन वी आर थिंकिंग दैट ही कृष्ण केम एंड कृष्ण इज नाउ डेड and his instruction is also dead, obsolete. No, that is not. Krishna is ever-existing, nitya-nityanam. We are also ever-existing. We are covered by this material body, but Krishna is not covered by the material body. He comes in his original body, sambhavami atma-mayaya, juge-juge sambhavami atma-mayaya, paritrana sadhuna vinasaya chaduskitam. So Krishna comes to save us and gives us his instruction so that after his disappearance from this world, people will take advantage of his instruction and make his life perfect. This is Bhagavad Gita. But if we misuse our intelligence and do not take advice from Krishna and manufacture so many plans for prosperity of this, that will all fail. Mogha-sa mogha-karmana. Mogha-jnana-vichetasa. That is mogha-sa. Mogha-sa means frustrated. They will be frustrated. Mogha-sa. Only one who does not take the direction of Krishna, then whatever he is hoping, that will be frustrated. Mogha-sa mogha-karmana. And whatever he is planning, I'll do like that, so he'll do like that. That will not stay, because the maya is there. Daivijjesagunamai mama maya durutya. Maya will kill all your plans. Mama eva japrapadyante maya metang tarantite. And if you follow Krishna and do accordingly, then you will not be frustrated. Your life will be successful. This is the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, we are trying our little efforts how to establish the truths described in the Bhagavad Gita. So here we should know in this chapter, Krishna says that Chaturvarnamaya system gunakarma vibhagasa namankarmani limpanti name karma phalestriya. Why Krishna has to work? Krishna hasn't got to work because he is self-sufficient. If we want something, we, conditioned soul, we have to work very hard for it. But Krishna, he can by simply will, he can create the whole universe. Then why should he work? Natasya karyam karananta. This is the Vedic information. The Supreme, Absolute Truth, God has nothing to do. Natasya karjam karanancha vidyate, natasya sama adhikascha disyate. Nobody is equal to him, nobody is greater than him. Parasya shakti vividhaiva sriyate. His energies are multi. Savabhiki jnana valakriyat. It is multi energies working so nicely that we are saying that it is automatically being, not automatically. Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sacharatam. Under the direction. But the machine, but the energy is so subtle, it appears like, it has become automatically. But it is not being done automatically. There is superintendence. But parasya shakti vividhaiva sriyate savabhiki jnana balakriyat. Just like if you paint one nice rose flower, you have to apply your energy and the brush and the color very particularly, very carefully, then still it is not as good as the natural power. But do you think that natural power has come automatically? No. There is brain of Krishna also. But the brain is so sad. Parasya shakti vividhaiva sriyate. Savabhik, it has come automatically. don't think that there is no brain. There is brain, sufficient brain, but not like your brain. Parasya Shakti Vivida Yasyati. This is Krishna. We should try to understand Krishna in that way. We should try to understand everything. Therefore, Krishna says that Rasoham Asukanteya Prabhasmi Sashishurjaya. This is Krishna's energy. And how the moon is shining, 200,000 miles away, is still the shining is so perfect. Can you make any lamp like that? Have you got such brain? Then how you can compare yourself with Krishna? Parasya Shakti Vivida Yasyat. But he has got the power. You can create one imitation moon or imitation sun, but that is not in your power. But still we are so falsely proud of your scientific knowledge. What scientific knowledge you have got? So in this way, if we study Krishna, then we can understand that as Krishna says, Namaṁ karmāni limpanti, namī karma phale spriha. Karma phale spriha. He has got, why he should have any desire? He can create anything without any effort, simply by his willing. Simply by his willing. Sa ikkhata, sa asyajata. These are the Vedic information. Simply by his glancing, there was the whole material cosmic manifestation. So, if we understand Krishna like that, therefore Krishna says, study Krishna. Study Krishna. And Krishna is describing himself. There is no difficulty. You can study Krishna. If you know now what Krishna says is all right, simply if you know definitely, then iti mang jo vijana. Simply by knowing this, karma bhi nasabaddhati. He is no more under the condition of this fruitive resultant action. He is free. So why don't you do that? So nice thing. Simply study. Now how can I study? There is Krishna's instruction here, you study. And you become devotee. Manmana bhavamad bhattamad jaji mag namaskuru. Don't require education. If you cannot read, if you are illiterate, it doesn't matter. You hear. Satang prasangatma sang bija sangvida. You hear from the realized soul. God has given you ear. You can hear. Doesn't require education. Formerly everyone was taking education simply by hearing. There was no book. Therefore all the Vedic knowledge is called Shruti. Shruti vi apanya. Shruti gata. Tanubhangvanovi. Shruti. So this Krishna consciousness movement is opening center just to give you chance to hear about Krishna. Only hearing. Sthane sthita sudigatam tanumang manovi. Simply by hearing, you become perfect. Just like Parikshit Maharaj, at the time of point of his death, he had no time to perform any yoga or any big, big things. He simply heard Srimad Bhagavatam carefully. Sri Vishnu Savane Parikshit Abhavadvayasaki Kirtane. And he became perfect simply by hearing. So we have got so many nice things about Vedic literature, and they are all summarized in the Bhagavad Gita. If we simply hear, by simply hearing Bhagavad Gita as it is, then if we understand Krishna, jasmin vijñāte sarvam idam vijñātam bhavanti. Then what happens? Namaṁ iti māṁ jo vijānāti karma bhi nasab baddhate. There is no more entanglement in the karma. Because so long we will be entangled in the karma, we will have to transmigrate from one body to another. And we do not know how long we have to rotate in this way. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, এই রূপে ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভ্রমিতে কোন ভাগ্যবান জীব, এভরিওয়ান ইজ রোটেটিং ইন দিস ওয়ে, আউট অফ দ্যাট ওয়ান ইজ ভেরি ভেরি ফর্চুনেট, দেন গুরু কৃষ্ণ কৃপায় পায় ভক্তিলতা বীজ, বাই দি গ্রেস অফ গুরু অ্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ হি গেটস দি সিড অফ ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস, দেন ইফ হি ওয়াটার্স ইট, মালি হইয়া সেই বীজ করয়ের ওপর, জাস্ট লাইক ইফ ইউ গেট এ সিড অফ নাইস ফ্লাওয়ার, ইফ ইউ সো ইট অ্যান্ড ওয়াটার ইট, ইট উইল গ্রো, সিমিলারলি দি সিড শ্রদ্ধা, দ্যাট কৃষ্ণ কনসিয়াসনেস ইজ ভেরি নাইস, দিস ইজ সিড, বাট ইফ ইউ পোর ওয়াটার, হোয়াট ইজ দ্যাট ওয়াটার, শ্রবণ কীর্তন জলে কর এসেছে, ইফ ইউ সিম্পলি হিয়ার অ্যান্ড ইউ চার্ট অলসো, দ্যাট ইজ দি ওয়াটারিং অফ দিস সিড, দেন ইট উইল গ্রো অ্যান্ড ওয়ান ডে ইট উইল গ্রো এ বিগ ট্রি অর বিগ প্ল্যান্ট অ্যান্ড ইট উইল রিচ কৃষ্ণ, দিস ইজ ডিসক্রাইব ইন চৈতন্য চৈতামৃতে ফাইন, সো ডু নট টেক দিস কৃষ্ণ কনসিয়াসনেস মুভমেন্ট ভেরি লাইটলি, টেক ইট সিরিয়াসলি অ্যান্ড ট্রাই টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড অ্যান্ড ইয়র লাইফ উইল বি সাকসেসফুল, থ্যাংক ইউ ভেরি মাচ।